You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right, welcome to Money Never Sleeps. This is a show where we talk about anything and everything that impacts the market from around the corner to around the world. And I want to thank you again for joining us. As I mentioned on previous episodes, we are going to focus on digital assets, crypto, of course, blockchain, and what's going on in the financial markets that revolve around this. Now, there's something that actually was interesting. The NASDAQ, they have recent rule proposals, and they're going to accelerate the suspension and delisting of thinly traded securities, basically non-compliant. They're going to widen this net and wind up delisting these issuers, these stocks, sooner than later. You have a lot of small cap companies that are trading publicly that are struggling. And, it can be for a number of reasons. They could, their business model is not that good. Their product line really isn't that good. Bad management, so on and so forth. A number of things could be the cause of it. But having these companies that may have some viability, and them being delisted, you would think them being delisted and being knocked down, is a good thing for them. But all that's going to happen, they're either going to go on the OTCQB or they're going to go on the Pinks. Either way, it's a death sentence when you take that step back. And really, them going private, it's not an option unless you're going to go buy all the stock back. So their choices are what? Okay, it becomes a pathway where they need to make a decision, and they need to make these decisions quickly. This proposal, it's set to protect investors, and they're tightening the listing standards because they need to compete with ICE, the New York Stock Exchange. As you may or may not know, ICE just made a deal with Poly Markets, the predictive markets platform. Okay, they are going and they put pretty much a investment credit line, we'll call it, of about $2 billion. They see that as being a big growth machine. But what's happening is that you have the standards being upped across various markets. And when they do this, and it's not a matter of them, maybe they're going to do it. They're going to do it. They want to clean things up so they can progress to the next level and they can give the attention to the companies that are actually going to have some growth potential. This can very well leave a lot of these micro-cap companies with a dramatically reduced to eliminated runway to cure their compliance problems. For these companies that are sitting on the delisting bubble, I don't know. They're gonna have to be creative. The CFOs, the CEOs, whoever's running these companies, the boards, they need to think outside the box about how are they going to shore up market value and access emergency capital for their growth. And again, that's taking into account that they have a viable business. If they have nothing going on there, then bye-bye. If you have nothing going on, why are you trading on the public markets unless you're a shell looking to do something? But even then, if you're a shell, guess what? If you fall below these requirements, again, bye-bye. You have to make moves. You have to actually do something to prevent that from happening. So one strategy that is happening more and more. And you have well over 200 companies, public companies, that are doing this. A lot of private companies are doing it now as well. They're adopting a digital asset treasury. Okay, and they're doing this with various digital assets from Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, you know, Tron, you know, Piku coins, and they're doing it in a way that is complementing their businesses, giving them new life. You know, even though some of these public companies are going straight out being a digital asset treasury company, being a DATCO, for those companies that have a viable business, but they're kind of hitting that brick wall, this is a viable option. A digital asset treasury, save your company, save your investors. The possibilities are there. Okay, and by using digital assets to go and they become a permanent part of your treasury, compounding a compounding balance sheet anchor, while the company can actually pursue some quick pipe offerings, strategic financing, and the like. It's there. It's an option if you can get the right people to work with. You know, granted, these companies that are doing this, they have the relationships. All right. So the companies that are on the cradle of falling out of bed, listing wise, that have a viable company, they may want to think about this, and they may want to, you know, maybe speak to some groups that can actually help them with this, you know, because that, you know, the reality is they're not going to be able to go buy the digital assets up front, right? So if they are going to raise a capital to do that, that may be a way, or maybe there are other ways if they work out deals with the with companies that would work with them. You know, and I mean, I like, you know, working and going along the path of creating these type of situations, especially now, because it can be a life-saving situation for these companies that are going to wind up falling out. All right, back in September, just last month, the NASDAQ, they filed proposals with the SEC to tighten the continued listing standards. Okay, now that's including provisions that would let the exchange suspend trading and immediately, not next month or 2 months, immediately delist companies whose market value of listed securities fall below $5 million, or that are otherwise non-compliant. You're not filing your Qs and your annuals and so on and so forth. You know, you got to be in compliance with your filings. You know, and the thing is now, what they're looking to do is they're looking to eliminate the longer cure periods, those cure periods that many small micro cap companies, they've relied on for so long. I mean, for decades and decades, they relied on that because then they can come back late filing this and all this other stuff. You know, they're going to eliminate all that nonsense. Okay, and the stated goal for the NASDAQ is to curb manipulation and protect investors. So if they accelerate the removal of illiquid and vulnerable securities, in their view, it can basically cure this problem. Now, this proposal also contains changes to minimum public float and offering requirements, and that's aimed at especially thinly traded or foreign issuers. So when you have shells, public shells that are trading on the NASDAQ, you know, these boys better go, well, these boys and girls, right? They better go and start making some deals. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you have a public shell and you're invested in getting that listed and hoping to do a reverse merger, so you have yourself a SPAC, right? Kind of a SPAC. You're gonna go in and have and waiting to get the right reverse merger to go do a deal, and if that deal doesn't come, that money that you invested in making that company public is gonna go down the tubes. So those companies better start looking quick and making deals with the right firms that can help them to put a digital asset treasury in place to save them. Because basically you wind up saving yourself. You have, you know, lawyers and listing analysts. They are noting the practical effect here. Okay, that issuers before, they used to have months and months and months to return to compliance and go back and forth and get up to date and so on and so forth. Now they're going to face a measured but swift delisting. These timelines are going to be cut big time. And the appeals process, oh, wow, that's going to be curtailed across the board. There's no question about it. They're looking to eliminate the, again, the companies that aren't viable. The NASDAQ, you know, they're saying that the changes are going to promote investor protection, as I mentioned. Market integrity, you know, this is their goal. Now, this, and I say this, that they're doing this for the greater good, but you're going to have some collateral damage because you have legitimate companies that are micro-cap, and again, they have a viable core business. They just hasn't gotten where it needed to be, and it happens. But what's going to happen is that because it's a liquid, nobody really is interested in it. These companies can be pushed off the market more quickly than they can raise the capital to save them. All right. Again, those companies that are having these issues, they need to consider a digital asset treasury. I'm going to keep saying this throughout this whole show. Digital asset treasury. You don't need to be a DATCO, but you need to adopt a digital asset treasury strategy to keep your company viable, all right? And that's the reality of it, because a lot of small cap companies, you know, the options right now, they're few and they're costly, okay? You know, what are they going to do? They're going to go do a reverse split? Oh, good luck with that. You know, you're going to wind up, you know, killing your existing investor base, and you're going to wind up killing, you know, future investors. Okay, now if you wind up going and doing some sort of emergency pipe, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be done at steep discounts. It's going to go and critically injure these companies. Now, what are you going to try to do, a merger or an acquisition or something to boost it up? Well, you need the money to do it. You know, look when you're in a market where liquidity and investor confidence is paramount, it's more so today because everything is transparent than ever. Okay, that's why blockchain is so beautiful, because it's transparent. This is why you have Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, you have Avalanche, you have XRP, you have Pico Novus, you have even Litecoin, Bitcoin, everything. These are all public blockchains, and basically, guess what? It is transparent. It is immutable. You can't mess around. You can't mess around. So this investor confidence is very important. And the thing is with these companies, without a digital asset treasury, the fixes that they're looking to do things they did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen in time to save your company. So the NASDAQ, again, is signaling for stricter gatekeeping, boards, contingency plans, so on and so forth. They're saying that you have to strengthen your balance sheets quickly and credibly. How else are you going to do it? Somebody going to cut you a big check? Doubtful. Doubtful. You know, you have the major news outlets. You have Financial Times, they were talking about it. And they were talking about the NASDAQ, you know, their targeted effort to clean up these thinly traded segments and reduce opportunities for the pump and dump schemes, which I can commend. I get it, because you have a lot of bad actors that do this stuff. But at the same time, you have good people that have decent companies, but guess what? They're not going to be able to get out of their own way right now. So when this cleanup comes, there's going to be collateral damage, I'm telling you, for legitimate small companies. It's going to happen. And that lack of access to immediate capital is going to be a massive problem, because if you don't have the liquidity, you don't have this stuff, and you wind up trying to do some sort of pipe and do it with one of these quote-unquote companies that do that stuff, you have legitimate You have a legitimate investment bankers, legitimate companies that do these pipe deals. But also you have these vultures that do them too. And they wind up eating your lunch. You got to be careful. And doing it just with the way your companies may be now, and I hope you're listening to me, you're doing it with how your companies are right now, you're going to get spanked and it's going to hurt. All right? You know, and I said it earlier, I'm going to keep saying it, digital asset treasury. This is a practical rescue tool. Practical. It can save your company. It's going to strengthen your balance sheet. Okay, if it's structured properly, you know, it serves as a permanent non-distributive balance sheet reserve, much like having gold in the vault, but built with blockchain, right? Built with digital assets that can produce yield and compounding yield over time. So you benefit from the digital asset accruing in value. You benefit from the compounding yield. What is better than that? What is better than that? And I know this, that a DAT that's focused on, that's utilizing, again, whether it be a Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, I'm focused on Piku coins because that, you know, that's the native token of the Piku Novus blockchain, because that, because the ecosystem and what's happening there makes it a value add. Because, you know, it can serve multiple near-term and medium-term objectives for at-risk issuers. And it can do it now. It can do it now. Because these companies, you know, if they adopted that and they're utilizing Piku, right, they're able to go put it in play and they benefit from the growth that's going to come there. And that's the beauty of it. All right, by placing this in the digital asset treasury, you know, and you're able to go and show it there, right? Basically, you know, you're talking about helping these companies that are facing solvency issues. You can help them stabilize investor sentiment, right? Because now there's value there. Now there's value there. All right, you know, the yield mechanisms that come into play, that's something that we've never seen before. You know, unless you'll say you had gold or something else like that, and you were going and you were monetizing by issuing contracts and stuff like that. Yeah, but still, you know, I mean, that's different. When you're dealing with digital assets, it can be a lot more profitable because at the end of the day, you can, you know, a company can yield on a compounding basis anywhere from 7 to 12% per annum. It's not bad. It's a lot better than what these companies have now, which is what? Nothing. Okay, so when you're creating this stuff, when you go and create that digital asset treasury, the good thing about it, you work with the right outlet, you can do a quick pipe deal. Okay, because you're able to show verifiable, non-dilutive reserve, meaning that you do not, it's not for show. You don't just have it there for the moment. Like when people are getting a mortgage, they put money in the account, and then when they get the mortgage, they take it out because it belongs to somebody else. This is doing it the right way, where you have a non-dilutive reserve, an auditable digital reserve, period, the end. You see it. I mean, there's evidence that it's attracting investors who would otherwise look at these companies with thin floats and say, oh, forget about that. You know, and it is happening. It's happening. You know, and look, over time, these digital asset treasuries, you know, they are going to have the ability to be collateralized for credit lines, raising more capital, doing debt deals, whatever the case may be, helping the company to grow. Because if you utilize that as a growth mechanism alongside of your core business as a growth mechanism, you have a dual growth mechanism structure. And basically, you can save your company from getting delisted, potentially. All right? And it's a good idea to really think about that if your company's teetering on the brink of being delisted. okay, because this strengthens your balance sheet. This is not a guess. This is not, oh, it could. No, it does. It does. Once you strengthen your balance sheet and your company shows a greater valuation, what's going to happen then? You got the right people. You know what? You're going to have access to capital via PIPE. You're a public company. You can do it, right? And then this is a valuable window to cure the problem if you have a viable company that is on the brink of being delisted. Okay? This is there. The problem is that you're going to have a lot of these companies that are not schooled in digital assets. They're going to say, oh, I don't know if I should do that. And then they're going to think. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to wind up going and getting the list. And they're going to say, wow, I should have did that, but you didn't. Okay, the time to act is now. Again, whether you're doing it with Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever you're doing it with, you know, as long as it's a viable digital asset and not some meme coin or some other nonsense that's out there, you don't want to deal with that nonsense. You want things that are going to be able to add value to your company and not, you know, make you look better, not worse, right? You want things that are going to be auditable. You want something that's a native token to a blockchain, a native token to a layer one blockchain. That's one thing that I would say should be a prerequisite, because at the end of the day, you want something that can be a growth mechanism. Period. The end. You know, you can get your lawyers involved. You know, you lay the groundwork with getting your corporate records in order that you're creating a digital asset treasury. Okay, and then when that transpires, you know, then you have value. Now you can meet the requirements for whatever, you know, as far as that's concerned, as far as valuation. Now, if it gets out there that you're doing this, guess what? You're going to get investor interest. You do a PIPE offering, you know, you're going to have things going on. Okay, and that's the reality of it all. All right, even though, look, you know, digital assets, it's not a silver bullet, right? It's not going to go and kill that werewolf that's coming at your door. However, you know, it has the ability to save your company from getting delisted. That's a fact. Look, digital asset markets, they're volatile, you know, and the bottom line is that, you know, when you go and you create this digital asset treasury, just make sure that it's enough to go and put your company in the right position so that you can come out of the mess. You know, meaning, you know, just make sure that you're aligning with the right people, you're making the right deals, that you're able to go and, you know, because you have companies that are out there that are going and they're doing these PIPE offerings. They're raising money first to acquire the digital assets. You know, is that going to work for everyone? No. Answer is no. You can have a game plan to do a thing, but, you know, if you're doing that, you wind up becoming a DATCO, and there are a lot of DATCOs out there, and there's going to be a shakeup with that as well at some point. You know, and if you have a core business that you believe in and that has some value and is viable, then what you want to do is have a digital asset treasury that complements what you're doing, that can eventually go and, you know, bring some value to your company, okay, and help you to grow. And that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to, because, you know, you have a lot of people, and I do speak to a lot of people, and trust me, you know, you go and you talk about digital asset treasury, you talk about how they can go and build their company and save their company and do this and do that. I'm telling you, I hear crickets most of the time, because they don't understand. They don't understand. But if I told them, hey, you know what, if you took gold and you put it in your safe and you put it on your books, all of a sudden your company's worth more. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It makes the same sense with digital assets. It's you know, whether it's physical or digital, it's a store of value. There's value there. And basically, you have to embrace it, because what's the alternative? Getting delisted? For the shell companies out there, what is your alternative? Getting delisted, losing the money you have because you didn't do the proper reverse merger yet? You know, that's going to wind up happening too. And I know there has to be, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and more dozens of company that fit this mold. And they're going to get delisted. And NASDAQ is not messing around. They're not messing around. It's going to be very interesting. And I do feel bad for these companies that have been fighting and clawing to go and build up. You know, but they're not an AI company. They may be a biotech company struggling. You know what? This is your answer. They may be another type of company. Whatever they're doing, whatever they're making, if you have the ability to grow your business, you just needed the capital to bring it where you needed to bring it to really build your company, then this is your answer. If you were looking to line your pockets, this is not your answer, okay? Because what's going to wind up happening there is that whoever you're dealing with is not going to want to deal with you if you're looking to just line your pockets. You have to be able to go and look to build. This is about protecting your investors, man. It's about protecting your investors and making sure that you have put the effort and put everything in line to help these companies to grow to the best of your ability. That is your job as a CEO, as a president, as a CFO, as a COO. This is your job. And if you're failing at your job, you shouldn't be doing it. And if you are discounting having a digital asset treasury of any sort, then you're a fool, because this right here is a tool. This is a tool for you to go and take your company and put it in the right direction to make it viable and let it grow and get it prepared to grow organically, grow via acquisitions, whatever you're going to do. All right. At the end of the day, you know what's gonna go and kill these companies? Is zero action. And they might as well have the bagpipes going if that's the case, because this NASDAQ rule filing is not going away. Okay, and if you want to look it up, I think it's SR NASDAQ 2025-068. You go look it up yourself. Okay, because the point of the matter is that as a CEO of a company, it is so important, because you have a fiduciary responsibility to do your best to build that company, whether you founded it, whatever the case may be, you're running that ship. You're supposed to guide it through the waters so you can get to the port safely. Now, if you don't care about your company or the investors that put their hard-earned money into your company, then you do nothing. C'est la vie. But if you are a company, and you're looking for an option, I'm telling you, you can go and you have it with a digital asset treasury. You can get it done. All right. And those companies that are out there that are looking for that option, and they listen to this show, and they're interested in learning more about this, you know something? They can actually go and reach out to me if they so choose. Because I am so adamant about this being a solution, that the companies that need it the most, that don't act, that's going to be the saddest story that people are going to hear about when they get delisted. Because when you get delisted, I mean, that is like, that's like the scarlet letter. That is, you know, coming back from that, good luck. Good luck, because you're not going to be able to get a digital asset treasury once you bounce down. No one's going to trust you at that point. Why didn't you make the move while you were there? Now you have to, this is the time. Pull up your big boy pants, put on your shoes, pull your suspenders, pull up your dress, whatever you're going to do, and, you know, go and get, not pull up your dress, but go and, you know, my point is here, you want to go and you want to do the best thing that you can do for your investors. So that means you have to man or woman up to go do it. That's my point. You have to do it because you have a responsibility to your investors. You have a responsibility. If you don't act on it, if you don't do something to save your company from being knocked down, then you shouldn't be in that position in the first place. And I'll say that on the show, and I'll say it to you if you want to hear it. You want the cold reality? That is it. That is it. Anyway, I wanted to revolve this show around that because I think it's so important, and I am so passionate about how this can go save companies because I see it. I see it every day. Don't fall by the wayside. Don't be one of those tragic tales. Do something about it. You can. Look into a digital asset treasury. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And, I apologize for making this whole show about this. However, I thought it was important because of what's happening. I thought it was important. And the reality is, if it helps one company to change their mode of action to do the right thing for their investors, then we did something good here today. But I want to thank you for listening in, and I'll be back with you for the next episode of Money Never Sleeps. Until then, I want you guys to have a great trading day and spread the word.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio in your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Belathkath and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.